Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
At the Iron Workers Local 7 Union Hall in South Boston on St. Patrick's Day, there must be music.
Southie is my hometown.
You better believe it.
Southie is my hometown.
Congressman Stephen Lynch and Boston City Councilor Michael Flaherty co-hosted this year's South Boston St. Patrick's Day breakfast. They took over for former Boston State Senator Linda Dorsina Forey, who just left the Senate for a job in the private sector. Along with the music, there must be jokes. Congressman Lynch kicked off the political roast with some self-deprecating humor when he recalled a conversation with his wife upon returning to the Union Hall for the first time in many years.
She said, the first time I met you, you were an iron worker. She said, then you went to law school, became a lawyer. Then you ran for office, became a politician. She said, come to think of it, it's been one disappointment after another.
City Councilor Michael Flaherty followed by taking a shot at Governor Charlie Baker.
Did everyone see him on the news? He was bar hopping last night in South Boston. At one point, he had L Street blocked off. He was Irish step dancing in the middle of the street, right? Which is obviously, it's bad news for Democrats, particularly his gubernatorial challenges from the Democrat side, because he's acting like a Kennedy.
Senator Elizabeth Warren had her turn at the microphone when she said she prepared for a barrage of insults because she said it would be like spring training for the Republicans looking to face her in the re-election. Warren said she got some advice before she showed up on Sunday morning.
Charlie Baker said, just stand next to me. They love me. And Stormy Daniels said, if you don't say a word, they'll pay you $130,000.
When Governor Baker took his turn at the microphone, he talked about his popularity.
When I came home and I told my wife, Lauren, that I had really good news, that the Baker-Polito team had a 70% favorability rating, highest in the country, she looked at me and she said, you know, honey, in our house, a 70 is a C.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh spoke, along with Senator Ed Markey, Attorney General Maura Healey, and House Speaker Bob DeLeo, among others. Even members of the gold medal Olympic women's hockey team appeared and sang an old Irish favorite with the rest of the crowd.
Now don't you cry.